The most dangerous thing about sin, Christians, is how it tries to convince us that it is not dangerous at all. Sin is like a beast which is crouching by the door, and it waits for us to come out not paying attention so that it can pounce upon us and destroy us before we even realize what is happening. And Cain, in our Old Testament reading for today, serves as a warning to us of just how dangerous sin really is. Now, there are several ways that sin can try to fool us into thinking that it is harmless. And the first way that it can do this is by trying to convince us that it isn't actually sin at all. It tries to make us think that it's somehow a good thing, that we are somehow doing the right thing when we do the things that we do. I mean, let's take Cain as an example here. He had no doubt in his mind that he was doing the right thing by hating his brother Abel. Abel had humiliated him after all. Why should his offering be preferred over his? So instead of turning away from his anger as he should have done, Cain held on to it. And that sin led him into worse and worse things. And Cain felt that he had not sinned at all, even as he struck down his brother Abel. Sin can deceive us in this way. Now, of course, there are those who will say that sin is not sin at all, that they will call good what the Bible says is evil. That happens a lot these days. But it's just one example of many. And this isn't just a danger for other people, those people out there. It is a real danger for each and every one of us. We too can be lured into thinking that sin is not sin at all, and therefore it's fine when we do it. We might be tempted to fall into lust, for example, saying, there's no sin in looking, even as we imagine the most explicit things about someone else. Or we might say that we have done terrible things, but we were just doing what we were told to do. We were following orders, and therefore it was not a sin. It can deceive us in all these ways. But God does not call these things sin for no reason, Christians. These things are sin because they lead us into destruction, and they are not good for us to do. So we should listen to him then. Listen to his voice, and then we will truly know what is good and what is evil. Then we will truly know the way which leads to life. A second way that sin can try to deceive us, and closely related to the first, is when it tries to convince us that we are completely in the right. That, yeah, it's a sin in other situations. Any other time it would be the wrong thing to do, but in this case, I am absolutely justified in going this way because of what I have done. Cain is another example of this. He was totally convinced that he had done the right thing. I mean, his sarcastic reply to God, "Am I my brother's keeper?" shows just how convinced he really was. He can only argue that way because he's totally thinking that he is in the right and that God is in the wrong. Throwing blame back at God like that shows nothing else. And he also complains about his punishment. It's too severe, he whines. People are going to come after him. They might even kill him if they find out what he has done. He doesn't care about Abel, though. Why should he feel sorry for what he has done? And Christians, this is always a danger for us, too. It is so easy for us to make excuses for our sin. They hurt me, we will say. So I'm totally justified in hurting them back. They have too many things. They're too rich. So I'm totally in the right if I take some small things. They won't even notice. Or it was my birthday, so it's just fine if I get completely drunk. We can make all kinds of excuses for our sins. But we're not called to make excuses, Christians. We are called to repent of those sins, to confess them for what they truly are. Because when we confess our sins, Christians, God is gracious and just to forgive us those sins, because God has come to forgive sinners in his Son, Jesus Christ. The third way that sin tries to deceive us is probably the most dangerous of all. It's when it tries to convince us that we are sinners anyway. We can't help but sin. We're going to fall into it, so why try to resist? Why should we fight back against sin? Because we know that God is going to forgive us anyway. And this is especially dangerous, Christian, because it twists the biblical truth into a lie. Yes, it is true that we are all sinners. We are sinners by nature. Because we are in Adam, we sin as a matter of course. It is something that we're just going to do. There is no one on earth who does not sin. And yes, we are prone to sin too. I mean, if you're leaning, for example, it doesn't take much effort to fall completely over. It is something that's always going to be a danger for us. But it does not follow from that, then, that therefore we shouldn't try to resist sinning. If we try to say that that means that there's no point in fighting back against sin, that's a bald-faced lie. Saying that we are going to sin anyway and that God will forgive us anyway is a perversion of the gospel. Jesus has come to set us free from the power of sin. And for the Christian, sin is no longer their master. Those who have been reborn through water and the Spirit do have a choice. They can choose God. They can turn away from evil. And just because that will is often weak does not mean that sin is inevitable and therefore no big deal. Through the Spirit, we can turn to the right way. And God calls for us to walk in the way of life. A fourth way that sin tries to trick us is by trying to convince us that it's not that serious. Yeah, it's a sin, we'll say, but it's not a big sin. And that somehow makes it better. Think of Cain again. Cain no doubt felt that his jealousy towards his brother was no big deal. Maybe even at the beginning he felt it was wrong, but then he convinced himself that, it's just a little thing after all, and it's okay to hold on to this, a little bit isn't going to hurt. And that little sin grew into something more that led him to murder his brother. And maybe our own conscience tells us that something is bad, but we convince ourselves that it's not that big a deal. Maybe even convince ourselves that if I just give in this one time, not that big of a deal. Maybe even it's a way of controlling myself. If I indulge myself just this once, that won't lead to something worse. I'll just get it out of my system, and then it'll all be over. Or even worse, Christians, we'll say that it is a sin, but it's not as bad a sin as something else, especially if that sin is something someone else has done. I'm not nearly as bad as they are. But yes, it's true, there is such a thing as a greater and a lesser sin. The Bible teaches us that not all sins are equal. But if we take that truth to mean that because my sin is lesser, that therefore I'm somehow a better person, I have completely missed the point. If I say that I am a better person, my sin has now become worse. Jesus has come to save sinners, Christians. He's not come to save people who are better than others. And when we confess our sins, no matter how great they may be, we will find forgiveness and life in Him. One last way that sin tries to trick us is by catching us off guard. We aren't paying attention for some reason, and before we know what's even happening, we are caught up in that sin. Maybe we're bored, and we don't have anything else better to do. Maybe we are stressed out because of work or all of our responsibilities, and we fall back into old sinful habits. Maybe we even tell ourselves that it's going to be different this time, I'm not going to give in, only to stumble and to fall. Or most dangerously of all, Christians, we convince ourselves that there is no danger. I don't need to watch. I don't need to be on guard. I'm going to be just fine. Like Cain, who ignored God's warnings and went out to commit even worse sins. We must never let down our guard, Christians. Sin is a deadly, deadly enemy. Sin is never going to give up. Sin is never going to play fair. Sin is no gentleman. And sin is going to take advantage of every opportunity that you give to it. It will trip you up without even having a second thought. Because sin is not looking out for you. Sin is not doing these things for your good. Sin wants to destroy you. Sin will cast you into hell, and it won't even feel bad for doing it. Sin is not your friend. But God is seeking your good. God wants to bring you into the way of life. And God tells you to turn away from sin not because He wants to make you miserable, but because He wants to save you. And even if God disciplines you, Christians, it is for your good, not for your destruction, because He is your loving Father. Therefore, be on guard against your sins. Take up the weapons that God has given to you. Be constant in prayer. God will give you the strength that you need to fight. Take up the Word of God. Read the Bible. Know what God has said, because then you will know the difference between what is good and what is evil, and God will show you the right way. Confess your sins, Christians. Bring them before God, and God will forgive you through His Son. Warn one another. Urge one another to good works. I mean, there's a reason why He has made us one body in the church. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is only through God that you are able to fight at all. And watch, Christians. Be vigilant. Don't ever let sin catch you unaware. And examine yourselves in the Lord, so that in all of these ways, you can resist the sin which is trying to destroy you. And you can know that there is indeed victory in the Lord through Jesus Christ, His Son. Let us pray. Lord God, the Almighty, who has given your Son to set us free from the power of sin, give us the strength to resist, which comes only from you, and lead us in the way which leads to life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.